This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live,
yes,
and you are invited to join us here if you want. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got another way for you to call in. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It is the new Matrix server, which Mark just created an account on here tonight. Over chat.lrn.fm, that's where you can go and get the step-by-step instructions on how to do that. And it's free. It allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock. And during the show, you can call in and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
So coming up, Reverend Captain, we're going to be talking about the so-called new normal. And I definitely want to talk about that because there's a lot of propaganda out there that is programming people with the idea that, well, this is the way it's going to be from here on out with all these mandates and shutdowns and masks.
I haven't heard anybody specifically say that. It's been my position.
That's what the whole new normal thing is.
Well, it's been my position since the lockdown that the new normal would never end. Right? Mm-hmm. That folks would have to, you know, mask up, we'd otherwise experience, and I still think we're going to experience more, you know, medical intrusions into our lives courtesy of the government. I think all of that, you know, is sort of in play or could be in play at any given time. But it's been my position, and a lot of folks seem to think, oh, this is going to calm down after the election.
I think Mark believes that.
And you're not the only person. I've heard that from a few different people. But I don't think so. And I use the most recent example in my memory of, well, the establishment of the TSA, right? And
that didn't go away.
The Patriot Act was supposed to be temporary, right? It was only supposed to be for 6 months or a year, whatever the first.
Yeah.
For the first. And then when it came time for it to expire, everybody's like, oh, well, it's going to expire. And then they just renewed it again.
Well,
and then they renewed it again. And
if you don't vote for the Patriot Act, you're not patriotic.
Yeah, what are you, against patriots?
Well, I would say the Patriot Act gives the state, you know, the government, more power. And they really like that. They love power. Whereas the mask mandates, although it's power, it's not power that particularly benefits them.
What are you talking about? How does it not benefit them to have total mask obedience, to have everybody out there? It seems like almost everybody.
Yeah,
99% compliance around here. At least I know there's different areas of the country where that's not true. But, you know, we're not exactly living in an urban area. We're in sort of almost the woods, but the mass compliance, that's what government goons want. They want you to obey, and they want you to go and be a part of their ritual, and that's what this is. It's absolutely a ritualistic worshiping of the state, and it's sick. They absolutely benefit from this obedience. How could you say they don't?
Well, there's nothing real there. I mean, so as people dwindle off from the masks, then the state is going to, like, if they hang their hat on, this is our power, the power to get you to cover your face, right? If that's what they do, then as people get less and less concerned, because consider, COVID went from like a 10% death rate to 0.1. And those are
But people
like,
aren't
factors.
Paying attention to that.
0.06.
Look, at some point or another, they're going to say, look, nobody's dying from this anymore. We're almost at the point that that COVID reaches the excess death rate, at which point you can't even call it a pandemic anymore.
Well, I hope you're right about that, Mark, but I just don't, I mean, I don't see that people are going to be paying attention to that, and even if they do pay attention to it, I don't think that's going to make it so they're not afraid of whatever it is that comes next.
Well, and let me be clear, it's not just the masks that I'm talking about. You know, we're pretty quick around here to start talking about masks, and it's not just masks, right? right? It's everything else. It's the half-capacity restaurants and bars. It's the small businesses of which 50 to 60% of them will not reopen, right? It, these are the kinds of things that government has taken control of. And is, you're telling me you think they're really going to let go of that control?
They're going to have to. These idiots may not know economics, but you, the people who pay their taxes are these businesses that they're keeping at half capacity. And look, these politicians, wait, I'm not done.
They're gone.
These politicians that go into these restaurants have to understand the idiocy of wearing a mask to go sit down at a table, taking the mask off, enjoying your meal for an hour, putting the mask on, and getting up and walking out.
There's a lot of idiocy when it comes to government.
Well, and let's not forget that particularly, I believe it was in D.C. or Maryland, where they exempted themselves from this type of thing, right? So they wrote it, when they wrote their mandate, they said, oh, everybody's got to wear the masks now, except for us, the politicians.
Well, they wrote that same thing with the smoking rules in their buildings, too. Everybody else had to stop smoking in public buildings, so, except the government buildings.
What I'm saying is they really don't give a flying F about you or me or the regular people. There have been there was one interview that I read where two people were in a car because that was the only time they could meet up, and they ran through the drive-thru, and the person being interviewed said something like, you know, and eventually we'll have to, you know, make sure that everybody's essential. Like, you know, because the person at the Mick drive-thru was essential, but nobody else was, and this was a politician, just sort of, you know, casually off the cuff, you know, not caring about the person that she just got her food from being an essential employee, right? So, no, I don't think so. They only care about power. They only care about increasing it and getting more of it for themselves.
And they have gotten more of it. And it is, you're right, Captain, it's not just about masks. They're not even having public trials anymore. There are now secret trials that are happening.
That is very interesting. So what you're talking about there is really the crux of all of this, is that these duplicitous lying efforts that we've known were duplicitous lying efforts since we founded this nation. I mean, you know, no doubt. Maybe we'll exempt the first generation. Everybody likes the founders. But, I mean, you know, after that, they're all duplicitous lying efforts. And now they want to have secret trials. And they are.
Yeah.
And nobody's paying attention. No one cares because no one's ever been to a trial that wasn't their own anyway.
For the most part, that's true. But I'm paying attention, and I'm, you know, I appear to care.
Yeah, there are activists, there are journalists, believe it or not, whether, you know, they're employed by, you know, overt journalist corporations or independent. But there are people who do attend trials, college kids doing research, students, that kind of a thing. So it's important for those trials to be open just so that everybody can see what's going on. But the government is not going to forget how easy it was to close trials, how easy it was to eliminate entertainment, to stop concerts, to stop theater performances of any kind. They're not going to forget that, and I contend that they're going to be very, very slow, to give that up.
You said they have to go back to normal because all this economic ruin has been coming out of this. But we're already looking at 60%, according to the recent numbers shown by Yelp, the company that people leave reviews for other companies, you know, that app. They looked at the number of businesses that had closed over this whole coronavirus crackdown thing, and they found that 60% of them were closed permanently. That's it. They're done. They're not coming back. It's over. So, I mean, you've already had tremendous damage to people and their businesses and the economy. You know, when are they going to decide that now's the time to go ahead and let people go back to work?
There are lower numbers being reported on that, too, so I'm not entirely sure that 60% number is jaw-dropping, right? And if it gets to that, and if it does, it's terrible.
50% in San Francisco.
I don't know what to say about San Francisco.
Rents are down 20%. Now you can get a single-bedroom apartment for $2,800 in San Francisco.
That's downright not affordable for anybody.
Still not affordable. I mean, so big cities have their issues, you know, especially it's going to be San Francisco, where, you know, these people are going to be awful about everything that comes along. Mm-hmm. I think these masks, by and large, at this point, are totems, little good luck charms that I hope Biden wins, you know, at this point.
They say that in Chattel's slavery days that the slaves were made to wear masks to signify that they were owned.
Ooh, interesting.
I haven't heard that.
I mean, it sounds believable. It's certainly what's happening now. It's certainly what's going on now. I mean, people, whether they're wearing the mask because they're afraid of COVID, or they're afraid of what their neighbors will think, or they're afraid that the police will come after them, or whatever, it's all about fear.
I think it's mostly social pressure, but I think...
You think so?
Yeah, largely.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of courts and masks, not only can you not go to court if you won't put a mask on in the places where I've attempted, also, apparently it's now getting into the cases, meaning child custody cases. Better wear a mask or you don't get your kid.
Oh boy.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document link shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategies, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Live, Life Saturday edition of the program. And you, as always, can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, we'll tell you a sad story. There's a lot of sad stories these days with this COVID crazy time that we're living in, where courts aren't even allowing people to watch trials, let alone attend them in person. And now they're telling you, if you don't put a mask on, you don't get your kid. Plus the so-called new normal. We can talk about all that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. It's Ian, the captain, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to Tony in North Carolina to start things out tonight.
Why not?
Tony, listening to WRNN there in, I think, Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, sir. I was just going to, you were talking about the numbers on the COVID, and I was just going to tell you how blown out of proportion they are. I work with the fire department, and back in June, we had a assisted living facility that had 12 cases, and a lot of these people was in their late 80s, and now if one of them dies and they're all survived and tested negative, all 12 of them, but now, you know, 4 months later, if one of them dies, their death certificate has COVID on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that works for me, his wife's uncle died last week, and he had it back in July. And when his daughter picked up his death certificate, it had COVID on it.
So hold on, what you're saying is he had COVID in July, beat it, survived it.
It had tested negative.
Mm-hmm.
It had two tests, and both of them come back negative. And
interesting.
So those numbers are, I mean, and I'm just one person, so I know this is going on all over the country.
It's absolutely happening all over, and we've seen that there's financial incentives for these doctors and hospitals to rack up those COVID numbers. So it's incredibly perverted and perverse.
Right. The fact that somebody tests positive for COVID antibodies or whatever the situation is doesn't mean they died of it any more than like George Floyd was, you know, supposedly killed by that police officer. Look, I don't want to, I don't want to sully any cases there.
Sure looked like he was.
But it should have that look, and he was found to be COVID positive. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do we rack up him as another one?
I bet they tried that. Tony, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your story and your experience with us.
Do you guys remember when this first started, right? So, you know,
a long time
February,
ago
March, right?
Yep.
It was a long time ago. Do you remember when they used to tell us to wash our hands?
I mean, I was told to wash my hands when I was growing up by my parents.
Right,
so
right.
That's not a new thing.
I'm talking about just with, you know, the rise of COVID, right?
Sure. That was one of their myriad steps.
I talked to friends of mine who were like, okay, look, you just got to wash your hands, you know, be vigilant about it. That's all you got to do, right? That was their reaction, their initial reaction before all the mandates and stuff started rolling down. And that seems to have gone away from the government propaganda. All of their propaganda is surrounding the masks now and following the orders. I haven't seen one piece of propaganda that reminds people to wash their frickin' hands.
I don't know. I've seen something somewhere recently.
But I have not. I think it's strangely disappeared that the advice that they were giving to everybody in the first place, and the same advice they followed in the previous two U.S. pandemics.
Well, we don't know if people are washing their hands, but we can see if you're wearing your mask.
Right.
Yeah, I can't remember. I walked into some place in, like, the last couple of days where they were very specific. Oh, it was the dentist's office. They were very specific that you needed to get to, you know, use the hand sanitizer first.
Just when you walked in the door?
Yep.
So they're like, sir, can you please stop, don't sit down, you need to use the hand sanitizer?
No, it was a bunch of signs on the door, stop, you know, this, that, and the other.
So the instruction was given to you on the door right. That when you go in, you must use hand sanitizer.
That's right.
Was it before you touched the door to open it? Did they have some hand sanitizer as well?
Exactly. Well, it was in between two doors. So there was the door into the hallway and then the door into the dentist's office.
Well,
so it was in the hallway.
I guess you and I don't go to the same dentist because I didn't have any issue, thank goodness, going to the local dentist here in this area who I won't say who that is because I don't want to, you know.
But, I mean, I'm not even certain.
Let the Karens know.
Everything that I've read that comes from any of the government-approved agencies, the CDC, et cetera, and so on. All this says the coronavirus may be transmitted via the air, right? It may be airborne. It never says that it is.
Right.
It never says corona is transmitted airborne.
Yeah, they don't seem to know anything.
Yeah, they've said that it has been. Well, I don't know if the CDC said who it was that said it, but at one point it was said it was airborne. One point it was said that it could live for weeks on a surface, and then at another point somebody said, no, it can't live on a surface for very long.
I'd be curious if any of our listeners know, is there any evidence that coronavirus is airborne, is spread through the air?
Well, the claim is that if you're talking to somebody for like a half hour that you have an increased chance of transmission because the person, if they're in close proximity to you, is probably spraying some amount of.
Right, and every time I read that, it says because coronavirus may be transmitted. It never says it is. It says it may.
Yeah, color me unconcerned about all of this. Yeah. I don't care, honestly. I don't care if it is transmitted airborne. I don't care if it stays on a surface for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about any of it. I don't care if I get it. I may have already had it. I don't care. I'm not going to get tested to find out if I've already had it because it's irrelevant to me. And look, if you're worried about it, stay home. If you're worried about it, stay inside. Call up Instacart or whoever the hell it is that does deliveries, DoorDash, et cetera, and have everything brought to you. And you just stay inside, even though there's a good chance that, you know, at least some doctors like Ron Paul have said that if you're inside, you're not getting fresh air and you know, a little bit of sunlight here and there, you're actually at a greater risk of contracting things. But
I don't think anybody at this point is saying that it's a bad idea to go outside and get some exercise and walk around. Now, when I see people riding around on bicycles and jogging with face masks on, I just don't understand. But, you know, regardless.
It drives me up the wall to see that happening. And I see it all the time. We were sitting outside, and some guy rode by on a bicycle with a mask on.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't, like, didn't look like he was really getting exercise.
I saw some people walking down the street on the way to the studio tonight, just mask on.
I saw one woman walking down the street. I don't know if she even had a mask on, but she was trying to stay away from the other people that were on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And she was fully in the street. Like, if there were traffic coming, she would have been blocking the traffic in that particular case. I've seen people walk going out of their way, avoiding petting dogs and things like that, and it's just so sad. But now, at least one judge is telling some people in a child custody trial, that they better put a mask on or they might not get their kids. We'll tell you about that coming up here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then CNN is going to try to tell us that, hey, get used to it. This is the new normal. You're welcome to weigh in, talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said the president went through a very concerning period on Friday and that the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. As far as how President Trump is being treated,
yesterday evening he received his first dose of IV remdesivir, and our plan is to continue a five-day treatment course for remdesivir. And the big plan for today, since he's in such great spirits and doing well, is to encourage him to eat, to drink, to stay hydrated, to be up out of bed.
White House physician Dr. Sean Conley. Several Black Lives Matter protesters have been arrested at a walk-away unsilent majority march in Washington, D.C., the BLM protesters clashing with conservatives on the Washington Mall, the NFL postponing the Kansas City Chiefs-New England Patriots game on Sunday due to positive COVID-19 tests. This is USA Radio News. The stunning news that President Trump has contracted COVID-19 has ignited a new urgency for Congress to come together on a massive coronavirus relief bill. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying,
"We're hopeful that we can reach agreement because the needs of the American people are so great. But there has to be a recognition that it takes money to do that."
Pelosi and Mnuchin are expected to work through the weekend. The Senate Judiciary Committee will soon be ground zero when the confirmation hearings begin for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. But two Republican senators, Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, have tested positive for COVID-19. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the physical absence of two members of the committee warrants delaying the hearings, but Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said any senator who wants to participate virtually in the Supreme Court nomination hearings will be allowed to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. Is this the so-called new normal? Well, the mainstream media would love to propagandize you into believing that, and Captain Kickass will share some of that propaganda with us coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake some Divi, and that way you can begin earning Divi immediately or near to it. Recently, I did go through this process. So for a while, when we first came on board with Divi, it was Mark, you and your wife did the masternode thing.
Yep, and Laura set it up.
And you guys did it without even telling me about it, so I didn't get to watch it happen. I didn't know how easy it was. I wanted to go through the process myself. So I was finally able to do that, and yeah, it really was the easy. I've been involved in the setting up of other masternodes on other cryptos before, yep. And this was definitely the easiest one I've ever done. Anybody who can click a few times, basically, and has a PayPal account can go through this process. Very, very easy. Now, look, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org, get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Here's a story from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Melanie Joseph. Wants to see her son, But a judge won't let her for no reason except that she won't wear a mask. Joseph's 14-year-old son has asthma, a condition that could put him at risk of contracting COVID-19 during this pandemic. Not sure how having asthma makes you more likely to contract COVID-19. Maybe they mean that he'd be at greater risk if he did contract COVID-19, what with
perhaps
having asthma. But regardless, the court filings show that Broward County Circuit District Judge Dale Cohen called the mother a, quote, anti-mask person, unquote, who had the audacity to brag about it on Facebook. Conservatives take issue with the decision, but it illustrates how judges in family court now must consider the health risks of COVID-19 on top of juggling the interests of feuding ex-spouses, single parents, and reluctant child support payers.
And this is the thing that I would say about, family court, not real court, and
right.
As far as I'm concerned, family court judges, not real judges.
Right.
But I will say this, when you're dealing with warring spouses, the kid's going to have whatever medical condition he or she needs to have, mm-hmm. in order for the more uptight parent, the one who has custody and is trying to keep the other parent from getting it, to whatever it takes, they're going to have that happen. So, this isn't terribly uncommon. If you've got parents with two different religions, or one parent wants the kid to wear a dress and the other parent doesn't, and all these other things, this stuff always comes up.
I want to just point out, and you alluded to it, that family court is not real court. For our listeners out there who don't know, the best example of this is a movie called Divorce Corp, if you can find it. It's CORP. It's a real eye-opening thing. I have been through family court. I was in the foster care system as a child a couple of different times. I've been through family court because eventually I was adopted and all that kind of stuff. So, as a child, I've seen it, through being a part of it. But then as an adult and one who's sort of grown in the philosophies of freedom, to see the documentary Divorce Corp, which highlights how not real family court is. They don't play by the same rule. In fact, they play by no rules at all compared to regular court. And we all know how corrupt and vile the regular court system is.
Rule number one of the New Hampshire District Court rules is that the judge can waive the rules in the interest of justice. So rule number one is that there are no rules. And that's in district court.
Yeah.
Now, that's when you're dealing with, laws that have to be written in conjunction with to agree with the Constitution or whatever, as they say. However, with family court, you signed a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
When you got married,
you consented to their jurisdiction.
You consented to their jurisdiction. You said, yes, it's me, my wife, and the state bonded before God.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, if you break up,
you got to go through the state.
Right. I mean, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, these people weren't married by the government.
Mm. Yep, that came about later in the 1800s during the Civil War or something like that?
The first thing was, it had to do with the Civil War.
They wanted to keep blacks from marrying whites,
right.
Essentially.
They created marriage licenses in order to decide who could get married to whom.
But now everybody wants one.
Yeah.
Well, and so my question to most people who have not heard this kind of talk is, why would you ever want to involve the state in your personal relationship?
They don't think about it that way. It's a good question, though.
It's a great question. And particularly when the whole gay marriage thing was a popular platform, mm-hmm. for politicians. And I would say, why on earth do you want the government involved? And the answers were things like, well, if one of us gets sick, if you have a gay couple, you have to go to the hospital. You can't name them as like your spouse in the same way you can, right. going through. And so
taxes.
Okay. But still, I feel like not having the state involved in your personal relationships is a far better thing.
Couldn't you give somebody like a medical power of attorney?
I believe you can.
Yes. The ability to.
Yes. I believe there are ways to circumvent that. You have to deploy lawyers to make it happen and all that kind of thing. So, how much effort do you want to put into it, really?
I think in large part it has to do with sort of benefits and insurance and that sort of thing. So insurance companies obviously don't want to cover spouses if they don't have to, and if they don't have to, they don't have to. And so I think that that's the number one reason. But you were saying, as far as taxes go, in a lot of cases, or at least enough cases, there's a marriage penalty. it costs you more
okay.
in taxes to be married as opposed to less. Mm. And, yeah, so.
I want to tell you more about what this judge had to say in North Carolina. The woman, Joseph, who moved there from Coral Springs at the outset of the pandemic response, drew Judge Cohen's ire by posting a picture of herself, maskless, in the waiting room of her oral surgeon's office in June.
Normal face in an office? Oh, my gosh. The travesty.
In the robe said, quote, "She's one of those anti-mask people, and she's got the audacity to post that on social media. She's going to wear a mask. If she doesn't, time sharing is not going to happen." So, this just goes to show you how important this whole masking thing is to these politicians and these judges and these people within the state system. If you don't do what they say, they're literally going to keep you away from your children.
Or take them away.
They will use whatever leverage that they can get against you to make you show your obedience. Because that's what this is. It is absolutely, not only is it a signaling for the people of whatever political persuasion of, I'm on this side, but it's also a religious ritual. Put your mask on before you go into the store. Put your mask on. You got to have your mask on. Hey, you can't just be sitting in that office without a mask on. The judge says.
Sorry, honey. No free thinking today. Just put on your mask
and do
what the celebrities and politicians tell you.
Yeah, you actually talked to the architect of the mask ordinance here in Keene just a few minutes
ago. He was walking by with his
wife. No mask on. You said, "Hey, nice to see you without a mask on." The first breath, he said the word ordinance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a strange thing to say. When somebody says, "Hi, nice to see your face," I mean.
He was saying, "Oh, well, it's not required by the ordinance outdoors," is what he was saying.
Right. I mean, he's got to cover his tracks.
It was his first word ordinance?
What do you think you were going to do, arrest him?
Wow.
I mean, it's not like you're threatening to arrest people.
Yeah. So the judge said in-person visits. Oh, sorry, one more thing. Cohen's pointed criticism came in an online hearing September 8th. Of course it was online. And prompted Joseph's attorney to ask him to remove himself from the case, which has dragged on for 13 years. The child is 14, as they say.
God. He's probably tired, too.
The judge said in-person visits would have to be supervised because he doesn't trust Joseph, age 43, to wear a mask. And he would not consider a long-distance parenting plan, which outlines each parent's rights when they don't live in the same state, between Joseph and her son, until the COVID crisis has passed. And when the hell is that going to be?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. At this point, nobody even really has will tell you when is it over. I want to know. What's it look like when it's over? Somebody tell me that break point.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You're invited to join us on the radio, talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about judges getting involved in people's divorces, which, of course, what they do. But now saying that in this particular custody case that's being reported on in the Orlando Sentinel, that a woman must wear a mask or else she won't get to even visit her son.
So she wants to be normal, normal face.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, right? Like to be able to see your son's face,
yeah,
or
him to see yours,
face, and him to see yours, seeing you smile and like warmly loving that person. No, now you have to have your entire expressions wiped away. Although there are, from what I understand, clear face masks. I have yet to see any of these in actual use, but from what I'm told, that such things do exist.
I've seen the face shield. It looks like a sneeze guard in front of your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like something a welder would wear,
yep,
or something.
I've seen both worn in tandem at the federal courthouse. Court security is wearing both the face mask and the face shield. They're,
ooh,
doubling up.
Well, they're twice as safe now. Yeah. I think that that's probably the single worst thing about the face masks is what it does to people psychologically to not be able to see other people's faces.
Absolutely.
It's really
bad.
And what we don't know, like, we can look at the Center for Disease Control's charts on deaths in America and find out how many deaths. What we don't know is how many deaths are caused by suicide and alcohol poisoning and just sort of all of the depression that has gone into this COVID thing. And those that purport the mask are like, oh, well, I don't know what we do about that. It's so bad. But, I mean, you know, this, if you were given...
Well, no. Their response is, we've heard them say this, if you bring up suicides, if you bring up job loss, if you bring up all the, you know, these sorts of things, drug overdose, then they say, oh, well, that was their choice. Whereas you didn't choose to get COVID. So, therefore, they just dismiss all of those other people who have died as a result of the COVID crackdown.
It's people's choice to walk outside, right? I mean, so if you catch the COVID, chances are you get it outside your house.
Yeah, a lot of people caught it inside
their
house.
Some people caught it, yeah, the ones that did caught it from somebody who went outside their house, though. I mean, it's your house, you get to make the rules. If somebody leaves, you cannot let them back in. Whatever the case may be, I don't know. I find it all very frustrating, and it seems
like despicable.
If you were given a cancer diagnosis, but it was 99.9% survivable,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody who's listening to me is a cancer survivor. Everybody has had cancer cells.
And beat them.
Your system just beat them. You just didn't know. You're a survivor.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, the people who are purporting this pandemic, the people who are out there advocating constantly for masks and this and that, they always love to say, well, if it just saves one life. And they don't care about the lives of all the other people, the ones right. that have committed suicide. And
it
the
just
ones
costs
that,
one life.
They don't care about those lives.
Yeah, they only care about the one that was saved, not the number that it costs to get to that one.
The mystery
saved.
One that was saved. We have no, you can't see that one. There's no proof that that person exists. They probably do. But what about all these other people who are dying? They don't care.
At this point, COVID is by and large just a nursing home problem.
And I'd also like to remind our listeners that the terminology that's being used currently, lockdown, for example, this terminology comes from the prison system, right?
Yes, it does.
Mask on, that also comes from a form of the prison system, the insane asylums, right? Mask up. Right, that comes from the insane asylums or the loony bins or whatever the proper terminology is for these types of medical facilities that often people are committed to by the state.
I had a lot of hope for the legal system, coming out and saying that you couldn't put the entire nation on house arrest without habeas corpus. But apparently, I was just wrong on that one.
Yeah, what is their case?
They can and they did.
I don't understand why somebody hasn't put a case in.
There's been a couple good cases so far. There was a case, I believe, out of Pennsylvania that got a positive ruling at a federal district court level. There's been another ruling recently that I didn't open the link in my email. I just heard about it in Michigan where the governor's orders, or at least some of them, were overturned. So some of these governor's orders have been overturned as unconstitutional by some of the courts. But by no means is that resulting in a dramatic rollback of regulation or a dramatic rollback.
Or any rollback I can tell.
Enforcement or any of this stuff. Here's the rest of the quote from the judge in this case. Same judge who just told a woman, a 43-year-old woman, that she can't see her son unless she puts a mask on. And in fact, all in-person visits would have to be supervised because the judge doesn't trust the woman to wear a mask because she had the, quote, audacity to post a photograph of herself sitting in an office without her oral surgeon's office without a mask on. The judge said further, quote, when this pandemic is over and there's no cases and there's a vaccine, the mother is going to need to get a vaccine as well. When I have proof that everybody's safe and the child's not at risk or in danger, then we can talk about a long-distance parenting plan.
Wow.
So basically, never.
Wow.
Right.
This woman's never going to get to see her child again because the judge wants to wait until, quote, everybody's safe. Well, I got news for you. We live in an unsafe world.
Yeah, everybody dies. We all go out the same way. it's that's stunning. So, I mean, at this point, we don't even know if the kid has had COVID. I mean, there's a good chance that he has. Young people tend to shrug it right off and don't even know they've had it.
Yeah, but this is the power of the family court. The judge can say these things, and then it just is. There's no voting on it. There's no extra bureaucratic steps to go through. Nothing like that exists in family court. It can just be said and then done, and that's how it works. And if you don't like it, oh, well.
Interestingly, the issue of masks never made it into the judge's written ruling issued late last week, and he softened the vaccine mandate, writing, quote, after a safe and reliable vaccination against COVID-19 is available, the mother may be vaccinated and the child may be vaccinated, thus eliminating that particular danger. So in person, he's yelling at this woman and saying that she's going to have to get the vaccine and that her son is basically going to only have a long-distance relationship with her until the, one day when no one has COVID.
So this all calls for some kind of speculation. I don't understand why he would soften his statements.
I don't either.
And Joseph acknowledged in an interview this week she posted a selfie taken at her oral surgeon's office in June.
I'm a bad girl.
No mask for this girl, she wrote in the caption. At the time, Joseph said there was no mask mandate in North Carolina, and she was alone in her doctor's waiting room. She accused the judge of letting his personal political views cloud his judgment in the case. She said, my case has been in the court system for a number of years, and I have experience with these proceedings. What occurred is unconstitutional and should never happen to a parent.
Constitution doesn't take any, just takes the back seat in the old family court.
And yeah. Indeed, the dad says Cohen, the judge, made the right decision, saying, quote, or his attorney saying, my client has a legal obligation to protect his son. This case has been going on a long time, and the judge weighed more than just COVID. He made the right decision to protect the child's health.
If the If the father lets the son get into a car with his mother, he is in more danger than he is from catching COVID.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, cars are dangerous. If the father takes the son in a car, I mean,
high risk. That's a high risk activity every time. I don't care what you know precautions you're taking.
More dangerous than flying in an airplane, as I understand it.
So there you go. That's one example of what one woman is having to deal with one man in a robe in one of these family courts. And you could better believe the same crap is happening in other places.
Oh, for certain. And this will not be the last we hear of stuff like this, and particularly in family court.
Yeah. And how frightening about the vaccine as well. So you know they're going to be trying to shove that down people's throats. And this gives you a taste, a little hint of the ways that they're going to come up with to incentivize you to get a vaccine.
Yeah, I wonder if the COVID vaccine is going to be as useful as the flu vaccine, which is by and large, or at least often, completely useless.
Hey, we're not going to force you to get the vaccine. It's just that if you want to have your child, if you want to have a job, if you want to travel, if you want to whatever it is that you might want to do, they're going to attach, oh, well, you got to have the vaccine. Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
It'll be the new, let me see the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll be, let me see the vaccine card.
Yeah. I don't think the United States government could mandate that you have a vaccine if you were returning from international travel.
Mm-hmm.
But any nation to which you wish to go
could require
can
one.
Certainly mandate it. It's already happening. Proof of a COVID test is already required.
Oh, but that's just proof of the test.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you're saying
well,
the next
vaccine
step
doesn't
right.
yet exist.
Right.
But you can show that you have the antibodies by you can show the results of the test. Basically, it's the same as a vaccine.
Is that the same?
If you've had it,
mm-hmm.
So if you've got antibodies or whatever, then hey, what's the big deal? I'm fine.
Yeah, you had it. You got over it.
You don't think they're going to want to mandate those people to have vaccines too, just for
why would they? Seems strange.
Well, they're doing all kinds of strange things.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them, but it seems illogical.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, the so-called new normal. CNN wants you to believe that it's here to stay, is it? We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.